Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. I'm sure the Stanford team will never forget us for that.
Hi, Mr. Powell.
Hello, Snooks. Did you have a very Merry Christmas?
Yeah, and I seen Santa Claus when he came down the chimney.
Ah, you lucky little girl. What were you doing up so late?
I was waiting for him.
Oh, and you heard him sneaking in?
Uh-huh. It was awful dark in the living room. And he fell over a chair.
What did he say?
Shall I leave out the bad words?
Of course.
Then he didn't say nothing.
Well, anyhow, you got to see Santa, and that's a privilege very few children get. Say, what's that package you have there?
It's a Christmas present for you, Mr. Powell.
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it from you?
Open it up.
Well, let's see. Well, Snooks, how nice of you.
You like them suspenders, Mr. Powell?
Well, I think they're simple. Hey, wait a minute. These look familiar.
Wrap them up again, Mr. Powell.
No. Just a second. Where did you get these?
I bought them with my own money.
Oh, you did, eh?
Mm-hmm. They cost $90, $11, $16, and I saved it up from all the nickels you gave me. Remember?
I remember very well, Snooks. And I also remember giving your daddy these suspenders for his Christmas present.
Oh.
And here's my card right in the box, from Dick to Daddy. Now, what do you say to that?
Ain't much to say, is there?
Not very. And how do you come to have these suspenders?
Will you be mad if I tell you the truth, Mr. Powell?
Oh, of course not.
Well, Daddy and me is going to the department store, and...
Yes?
And we're going to change all the presents.
Oh. He didn't like these suspenders, huh?
No. Mr. Powell?
Yes?
Would you like to give me a nickel?
I knew that was coming. Well, here, Snooks. Here's a nickel. But after next week, you'll have to get them from John Conte.
No, I won't.
Why not?
Because he just gave me a dime. Goodbye.
No, my. What a little panhandler. Oh, well, I guess we'd better get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen...
Hello, Dick. Merry Christmas.
Well, hello, Daddy. Was Santa good to you?
Oh, wonderful. Oh, and thanks for that beautiful present, Dick. Just what I needed.
Yes. Snooks told me you were crazy about it.
She's been here?
Yes. And you needn't turn white, Daddy.
Well, I love those suspenders, Dick.
Get out of it.
The truth of the matter is, my wife, you know.
Yes, yes. Well, it's easy to see who wears the pants in your house.
Oh, don't rub it in. I hope you won't be angry, Dick. I've got a ton of presents to exchange today, and I don't relish the task.
Oh, that's all right, Daddy. Just forget it. Before you go, I want to wish you a happy and prosperous New Year.
Well, thanks, Dick. And I want to wish you all the success in the world. You've been swell. We'll all miss you terribly.
Well, just don't trade in those suspenders, and you'll always have something to remember me by.
I'll wear them close to my heart, Dick. So long, old man.
So long, Daddy. Be careful in that department store.
Be long.
Where are you going, Daddy?
To the department store. You stay here in the car and watch Robespierre.
No, oh, I want to see Santa Claus.
He isn't there anymore.
Oh, I want to see Santa Claus.
Please, Snooks. You'll only make trouble if you stop. All right. Get out very quietly.
Why?
Because I don't want you to wake Robespierre.
Are you going to leave him in the car, Daddy?
Yes. I'll open the window a little and lock all the doors.
Why?
Why? You want somebody to run off with him?
Uh-huh.
You little savage. Get out and let me lock the doors.
You never lock the doors when I sleep in the car.
Curious, isn't it?
Yeah. Ain't you afraid somebody will steal me away?
Afraid is hardly the word for it.
What's the word for it, Daddy?
There isn't any word for it.
Well, why do you leave the doors open?
I can dream, can't I? Nothing. Close that back door very quietly.
All right.
Oh, Snooks! What are you doing?
Think he woke up, Daddy.
You woke him up. Stop calling him those awful names. Shh, baby, baby.
Shut up.
Now I'll have to take him in the store with us. As if my hands aren't full enough now.
I'll carry the presents, Daddy.
Not on your life. You'd probably sell them before we got in the store.
Now let me carry ropes for you.
Just take his hand. He can walk. When he gets tired, I'll carry him. Now, come on.
Come on, Ropesbeer. I'm going to show you Santa Claus. He lives right in this store.
Oh, don't be silly, Snooks. He doesn't live in this store at all.
Why?
Because he lives at the North Pole.
Why?
Now, that's fine. Now I've got two of them saying it. Stick close behind me. And don't push, Snooks. I'll drop all these packages.
Well, hurry up, Daddy.
You've got to take it easy through this revolving door. I'll go first. Now, don't let go of the baby.
All right.
Come on, Snooks. Bring him in.
The door's spinning around, Daddy.
What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for a hole to come around again. Here he comes, Ropesbeer. Jump!
What happened?
Ropesbeer missed a hole. I'll go back and get him.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Stop the door from turning first.
We're stuck inside, Daddy.
Well, push it.
All right. Now we're outside again.
Stop that nonsense, Snooks. Come in here.
Ring around a rosy, pocket full of posies, upstairs, downstairs, in my lady's chamber.
Oh!
He likes it, Daddy.
I didn't bring you here to play games in a revolving door. I want to get rid of this trash. Come on in.
We're in, Daddy.
Now, what's the matter with him?
Maybe he's hungry. Are you hungry, Pickle Puss?
He can't be hungry. He just finished an 8-ounce bottle of milk. What's the matter with you, Ropesbeer?
I know.
He's probably tired.
Did you bring along an extra?
Yes, I brought along an extra.
That ain't what I...
Now you just mind your business. Stop crying anyway.
Shall I take my hand out of his mouth now?
Oh, you little brat.
I didn't do nothing.
Why did I have to bring you both along? Now listen to me, Ropesbeer. If you don't behave like a good little boy, Daddy will leave you in the car.
Let's change the present, Dad.
I will as soon as you let me get over to the exchange counter.
Can I exchange Ropesbeer for a baseball bat?
Sure. And I'll exchange you for a time bomb, just so I can have a little piece.
I want a piece of time bomb.
Now, don't start that.
I want a piece of time bomb.
Oh, this is a pretty kettle of fish.
Oh, I want some fish.
Higher!
Yes, Daddy. Keep quiet, Ropesbeer. Daddy's mad.
Now, don't make another sound until we get out of this store. I'll try and get rid of Meredith's present first.
What is it, Daddy?
Just look at what he sent me. A back scratcher.
Is that a back scratcher?
Yes.
I ate my eggs with it this morning.
You ate your eggs with it?
I thought it was a long fork.
Well, that's fine. They'll never take it back now.
Let me scratch it back with it, Dad.
Oh, stop. Stop it. Stop it, Snooks. You're tickling me.
You like it, Daddy?
No, I hate it. Cut it out. I'll go for it. Oh. Hey. Now you've done it. Everything's broken.
We still got the back scratcher, Daddy.
Help me pick this stuff up. Maybe we can salvage some of it. And you wait till I get you home.
Let's help Daddy pick the stuff up. Look,
people looking at us like we were crazy. Did that fishbowl break, Snooks?
Yeah, but I got the goldfish.
Now, what's the use? It won't live without water.
Spit on it, Ropesbeer.
Stop that! Give me that time muffler set.
The water got all over it, Daddy.
Now, I'll tell him it came that way. Robespierre, don't step on that big handkerchief.
That ain't a handkerchief. His pants fell down.
Oh. Here, just help me sweep it all together.
Can I be of service, sir?
Huh?
Oh, yes. Where can I exchange some of this stuff? I'll take anything for it. I just want to get out of here.
Get me a hat, Daddy.
All right. Can you give my little girl a hat for this?
Oh, yes. Certainly. Yes. We've got some pretty little hats for little ladies. Do you want a nice sailor hat or a velvet bonnet?
I want a derby.
Can't have a derby.
Why?
Hurry up, mister. Show us some hats.
Yes. How would you like this little lavender bonnet with the ruffles?
I like it.
You really like it?
Uh-huh.
Shall I wrap it up?
No.
Why not?
I want a derby.
I told you, you can't have a derby. Take anything else.
Anything?
Yes.
Then I want an ice cream cone.
They don't sell ice cream here. All you can have is a hat.
Can I have a hat with cherries on it?
I think so. We can put some cherries on this little hat. Now, would you like red cherries or purple cherries?
I want real ones.
Put some cherries on it. And let's get out of here.
And I want a plum pudding on the hat, too.
A plum pudding?
Yeah, and a peppermint stick.
Now, listen to me.
Yeah, that's all right, sir. I'll stick the stuff on, and you can take it off when you get home.
Okay, put it all on.
And I want a derby with an ice cream cone on.
No. Now, don't you start.
Bob, here we are, all done.
Look at that monstrosity. Real cherries, plum pudding, peppermint stick, and heaven knows what else on it. Now, are you satisfied?
Uh-huh.
You really like that hat?
Uh-huh.
Fine. Shall I wrap it up?
No, I'll eat it here.
That's the last straw. You little... Come on, both of you. My father told me to stay single.